true colors. While colors can be stylized and in some ways made better, it is best to start with true colors and then add the enhancements later. The enhanced color palette can rest on a separate layer, thus allowing for multiple color themes to exist in one file. At some point, it is no longer profitable to refine shapes. The user will not perceive them, no matter how fine the details. And it may be a bad idea, as imperfections serve as proof of a painting. The thing that is missing from a photograph is effort and unique imperfection. Here, digital painting yet again makes things easier. It is very easy to zoom in the computer program. On real canvas, we are limited by the brush size. We have to choose either a blurry painting or a large canvas and standing further back. When exhibiting, it is very important to display your digital paintings large enough to reveal the brush strokes. Brush strokes and imperfections set the background music to the subject. The visitors and or your customers will want to see and dream about what it takes. The distance to your first exhibition is shorter than to a proper portfolio. It may be as little as 10 photographs and about 30 days of digital painting. You are not limited to canvas. You can use large monitors, or better yet, wall projectors. Then you only need to order the physical print and frame after a sale is made. Even armed with shape reference and perfect palette, you will still need to build up structures and visualize the 3D shape of the eye or nose, as you still need to create surfaces and edges where surfaces and edges go. You will never get lost, though. You will always be guided back into proper shape and color. And yes, it does not take very long to memorize all the features of a face, and sooner than later you will try to invent a face from imagination, using your own shapes, using your own palette. But the call of realism will only get louder. True color will never cease calling.